Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Riots going on in New York, L.A., although overnight seemed to have calmed down a little bit. But then upcoming, we have this No King's Day thing that could be nationwide. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But first, our Second Amendment protector, Gun Owners of America's Louis Valdez. Louis, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. And you got to tell Greg to lower the sauna. I know he likes it hot and steamy, but he's got to close the door or just turn it off.
Oh, thank you. And if he would do the same in the studio, although he's been good lately, and yes. And I haven't been sweating profusely, so we found some good common ground. But Louis, welcome. Listen, I understand. But tell us about where these lawsuits are at that have been filed and what they have to do with.
So as you're aware, our lawsuit here in Florida, we're challenging Florida's open carry ban and the under 21 carry ban restrictions. We filed back in August in federal court, and just last week we filed a motion for summary judgment. We're basically telling the court, saying, hey, look, rule in our favor. The state's argument is absolute bupkis. There's no historical analogy that fits with the text, history, and tradition as required by the Bruin decision, and let's go forward and repeal gun control.
Wow, that would be great. And do you have a timetable of when you think the court may rule?
The courts, sadly, typically move at two speeds, glacial and tectonic. hopefully, they're a little bit faster than that. And as soon as we get abreast of what's going on, we'll let you know. You know, you guys are the first ones to find out after, of course, we find out what the courts are doing. But in the end, it's a positive thing. We think the courts should rule favorably, especially after the Attorney General's statements regarding the under 21 purchase ban case that's being appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, when he said, look, we're not going to fight in court. I think that sends a clear, strong message to the federal judges operating in Florida, saying that the state of Florida is not going to fight gun control.
Wow, that would be this would be awesome if it if and when this does occur. And then, wasn't there a change recently that had to do with the state of emergency and guns and ammo not being sold? Where are we at legally there?
So legally, with that is 870.044, the law that banned the sale of firearms and ammunition during declared states of emergency. That has been outright repealed. GOA fought tooth and nail to get that repealed. We got it passed in the House and the Senate. That was actually the only pro-gun bill to pass this legislative session under a Republican supermajority. The governor has signed it into law. And it's crucial now, especially with what's going on across the country and this No King's Day scheduling. You know, there's going to be events supposedly held all across the state of Florida. And look, I'm all in favor of people exercising their First Amendment rights, but these events tend to turn chaotic and violent. and the fact that previously under state law, Floridians wouldn't have been able to purchase a firearm or ammunition to defend themselves, their loved ones, their businesses, their homes, their property during a declared state of emergency like a riot was ludicrous. That's the time when Floridians need the Second Amendment the most.
Yeah, talk about terrifying. I mean, it is an act of terror when you like close down an interstate. Can you imagine your family on there, say your wife with a young child or something, and they're trapped in their vehicle, and these mob-like crowds are growing angrier. And look, like you say, many of... Oh, looks like we lost them there. Yeah, anyway, I was concerned about folks that are like caught up in these type events, and then all of a sudden they're surrounded by people. What right. do you do? I'm not saying open the window and start shooting, but no. you have to have some way to attempt to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could light your car on fire. I mean, you're really the will of the mob. I mean, it is tough. Is he on right now?
Yeah.
Lewis, you back?
Yep.
All right.
Yep, don't know what happened there.
No, I don't either, but listen, so repealing that emergency ban, that's a good idea. We don't know what's going to happen with this No King's Day. We hope it's peaceful, but we know that there's a lot of, interlopers and mob-type people that are looking for a way to commit violence, and they try to hide within a crowd of what could normally be, you know, peace-loving folks just, doing their First Amendment thing. Let me ask you this. Where are we at with the big, beautiful bill and the suppressors? Because it seemed like we're on such a good path, I'm afraid someone's going to try to strip it out of there.
Well, as of right now, the Democrats are literally lying to try to make the Byrd Rule apply to the Hearing Protection Act. They're claiming that, the HPA doesn't apply because this changes enhanced background checks for NFA firearms. Look, it's bull, because suppressors undergo the identical FBI background check that normal firearms go through. It's just arbitrarily delayed by weeks, months, and up to years because of the NFA process. So they're already been caught in lies. We fully believe that the HP will not be stripped from the bill because clearly it's a tax. And that's how reconciliation works. It's a budget issue. And the Hearing Protection Act in the NFA as a whole is a tax. It's not anything else. There's nothing else being changed. It's just saying, hey, they're getting rid of a tax. No more, no less. Just like any other tax cut or tax addition during a budget bill. That's all this is.
Well, and again, we hope for the best outcome. We hope that you're right on that, and that... Now, the good things will prevail for gun owners, for our Second Amendment. And, you know, I've had several discussions with everybody from the Florida Attorney General and other high-ranking officials, and they are concerned about kind of this changing legislature that, although they call themselves Republicans, many of them, have said, oh, if we can't beat them as Democrats, just join them. And I think that we've got a lot of folks that are Republicans in name only. And, when the primaries come out, we got to really choose carefully. And I know you guys are all over it, right, as far as vetting candidates?
Very much so. And you said it best. There's a lot of Republicans in name only. A lot of these folks are at heart Democrats that simply changed jerseys to Team R to run for office. And this legislative cycle is an example of that. Look, we have a Republican supermajority, and the only pro-gun bill that passed was repealing the ban on the sale of firearms and ammunition during declared states of emergency. Yes, that's a good bill, but that's low-hanging fruit in the grand scheme mm-hmm. of things.
Yeah.
But they constantly campaign that they're pro-gun. We shouldn't even have to file a lawsuit to challenge the open carry and under 20 carry ban. The legislature should have repealed it, but they refused to. But they proclaim their pro-gun.
Yeah, and some of them are very good people, but they're powerless if things don't make it out of committee, if you don't get to take it to a vote. And those are the power players that are stopping some of these actions, and we're going to try to stay on top of it. I know that you definitely are. Lewis, let me ask you this. What other upcoming challenges do we face in terms of being gun owners, the Second Amendment advocates? You know, what do you see coming up around the bend? Is there any more positive things coming out from perhaps maybe other states?
Well, some of the positive things that we're seeing is other states are passing legislation to outright ban red flag laws from being enacted in their states. And a number of states are looking through their legislation to fix their NFA categories with suppressors and short barrel rifles and short barrel shotguns. So that's a good thing. And on the national level, we have a lawsuit in Illinois challenging their assault weapons ban and magazine capacity ban. And as we spoke previously with regards to the U.S. Supreme Court, Kavanaugh said that the AR-15 issue will be brought up in a term or two, and we believe that will possibly be our Illinois case.
Well, all right. Hopefully we'll have a positive resolution on that. Banning a sport rifle, absurd by people that are in the know, but, well, you've got politicians at work.
Yes.
So, Lewis, always a pleasure. Keep fighting the good fight for us, my friend.
Same here. Keep being a shining beacon of liberty on the airwaves.
You got it. Lewis Valdez, Gun Owners of America on the Bob Rose Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.